Good evening, ViTalk. Not been on here for a while. I just want to say what fantastic work is going on with this project. Absolutely brilliant. I really love everything that's going on with it. The Facebook group, the page, everything that's happening with ViTalk. Great work to those who are behind the scenes and also to you who contribute as well. And I've not been here for a while. I've been following booze and things like that, but I've not actually contributed for a while. And I saw a discussion on accessible games that I thought I would contribute to. I play mainly two games on my phone. I have loads more, but I don't really play them. You buy apps when you get an iPhone, it's crazy. You buy all these apps and you think, yeah, I'll play this. Someone recommended it to me, I'll play this. And you buy all these games and tons of apps. You never actually use half of them. Well, I don't anyway. But the two games I play on my phone, the first one is Dice World. And that is extremely voiceover friendly. Kaz talks about Dice World in her boo. So if you'd like to check that out, then it's around on this channel recently. So you can go and take a listen to that. As Kaz says, there are four games on Dice World. Balut, Yahtzee, Pig and Farkle. And the games are quite easy to play. You can read up on the rules. There is also tutorials as well that you can listen to, that you can go through, that might help you with the games as well if you're really stuck on how to play them. So there's useful tutorials now that they've just updated the app with, so that's rather good. And you can play with your friends, you can log in via Facebook, you can share your username on Twitter, that kind of thing. My username is Kitty Cat. That's capital K-I-T-T-Y, capital C-A-T. So there's caps on the K and C of my name. So if anyone would like to play me, I can play all of the games. So feel free to challenge me. If anyone has Dice World, I'm more than happy to play. So yeah, get challenging me, get downloading the game. It's brilliant, absolutely fantastic. The developers are great. They have been absolutely willing to make this game accessible with voiceover. Whenever I've written to them with comments or whatever, they've always been very helpful in replies. So Dice World, that's a game that I play. Also, the second game I play is Lost Cities. Again, it used to be very popular at one point with folks in the blind community. And Kaz explains a bit about Lost Cities as well. It's basically a card game and you have green, white, red, blue and yellow colours, and you have to open a lane with a colour, as Kaz said, and also get the cards in chronological order. So if you play, say, red 4, you can't then play a red 3. So there you go. It's quite a fun game actually, so I play that as well, and that uses Game Centre to you can add people via Game Centre and play that way. So those are just a couple of accessible games that I play. And I'm sure there's many, many more out there. There's a great website called AppleViz. That's www.appleviz.com. And there's a huge app directory on there. And you can look under games and it will show you loads and loads of games that are out there that are fairly accessible with voiceover for iOS. So I hope this has been of some help. And as I said, it's been a while since I've actually posted here, so I hope to be back with more very soon. But until then, take care, everybody. Bye.